This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Were you telling me, Buzzy, that the governor and the mayor of New York City are meeting, talking about other things that might be a little more dramatic?
Yeah, this was breaking during that press conference. Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio are talking about a potential shelter in place for all of New York City.
Wow. Oh, man. There's 8 million people in New York, not counting the people that are visiting or doing business at any one time. So it would be essentially larger than that. And that's one of the most dramatic things we've heard so far, that would be considered. They're talking about it. One thing that we've noticed is positive, at least with the governor and the president, they seem to be a lot more civil with each other once they had that meeting a couple of weeks ago. And actually complimentary. Yesterday, the president was complimentary to the governor, and the governor was complimentary not quite to the president, but to the vice president, Pence.
Oh, he also said kudos to Trump.
Yeah, so that's good. Now, it's pretty well known that de Blasio doesn't like either one of them. So it'll be interesting to see when they talk to de Blasio where they go. Meanwhile, Gary from Williamsville, sorry we had to put Gary on hold. You're on WBEN, Gary.
Good morning, Sandy and Tony.
Hello there, Gary. What do you have for us today?
As usual, I have a different perspective on this. What concerns me more than the virus itself is that there are a lot of bad actors and irresponsible people in government, in media, and in the private sector that have just learned how to destroy the country.
Well, it seems like this might be a more effective way than guns and missiles.
Yeah, and I wonder how much piling on is happening out there. I've heard some pretty irresponsible statements, seen some pretty irresponsible actions by people who know better. And I just wonder how much of this is being used for political power grab and other type of arrangements. I mean, look how people reacted to this. Some of the reactions don't make any sense.
No, a lot of them don't. However, I think that basically people have been pretty good, outside of hoarding at the supermarkets, pretty good at trying to do some pretty dramatic things. Now, the kids aren't in line yet. That has to happen. And we'll see where it goes. And once all of the kits get out for testing, we'll have a better view of it. And the more we test, the more problems we're going to have, obviously, because you have a larger total number.
I find it very suspicious that the one thing that a certain political party needed was a collapse of the economy and bad press for a long period of time before they could win an election.
Well said, because there was no way they were going to beat the president on the current economy and the job situation. It was unassailable. I'm not a guy that thinks that every time you have a setback, it's the big bad boogeyman. But this time gives you something to think about. Thank you, Gary. Thank you. Thank you very much. Gary always comes up with good things, get our mind moving. Do you go along with what he said? He gets a little nervous about bad actors who might have something to do with it.
I was thinking also this morning about people who don't pay attention to the news, don't follow what's going on, but they're going to go out there and do their thing anyway. I heard reports of a warning, more likely. Watch, put lights on outside. There are people walking around robbing garages, cars, things like that at night because they know people aren't going out anywhere and they're doing bad things. Now, these bad type people are also going to be the type of people that are going to contact this and spread it.
Well, we'll see where it goes. The only thing I would think about that is this is a worldwide, international problem. There's no part of the globe that's untouched with this. It's not just a Washington, D.C. problem. It's a universal problem. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. It is Beach & Company. The lineup for the rest of the day is very, very good. Noon to 3 today, Janet Snyder. I like Janet. She's a very talented woman. And I've talked to her many times into dropping in with us and doing some talk radio. She's very, very she's opinionated. She's informed. I mean, I think she'll be very interesting today from noon to 3. And then at let's see, tonight at 7, Tom Bowerly will be on, obviously, from 3 to 7. Then at 7 o'clock, Mr. Joseph Beamer will be sitting in for Sean Hannity. That's pretty good. Good lineup, yes.
And on Friday, you'll get a double dose of Beamer. Not only will I be doing the Friday show, but also the 7 to 10 show.
Oh, you're double dipping, eh?
Yeah, 6 hours of Beamer.
That's as much as I could possibly enjoy in one day.
By the way, did you guys see the young lady from ABC who, in the beginning of the month, was reporting on coronavirus cases at that nursing home in Washington?
Okay.
Now she has tested positive for COVID-19.
Oh, really?
She was on Good Morning America this morning from home, giving her experience.
Wow, you would think that they would have taken extra precautions for somebody like that.
Yeah.
All right, in case you did not hear, the border is only open to Canada, northern border, is only open to essential traffic, which would be commerce is allowed, but no sightseeing, things like that. You have to be essential, and that came out just a little while ago. Let's go to Bob in Buffalo. Bob, you're on WBEN. Hello, Bob.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Sorry. Yeah,
that's okay, Bob, but what's on your mind today?
So talk about that border restriction.
Yeah, a lot of people, we're beginning the tourist season. A lot of people like to go over the bridge to Canada and go on the Canadian side. That'll be curtailed.
So our son is studying abroad in England, going through quite a challenge to get him home. And on Friday, he comes through London and then on to Toronto. And that was all arranged with great hope. But we're told this morning that going up to Toronto to get him is non-essential.
Wow. Yeah, I heard that this morning that one of the immigration lawyers said that because several of our trips that we take around the world leave out of Toronto, but the ones we have coming up for this year, if they go, are all leave from Buffalo. So that's better. Well, good luck getting your son home. What do you think? What do you think? Are you going to be able to do it in a fairly short time or is it going to take a while?
I don't know. We're actually working right now as trying to deflect that flight, and I don't know what changing flight. Flights are very limited out of England right now, and so we're going to try to rework it into Pittsburgh or something domestic. It seemed easy. Canada wasn't an issue 2 days ago, and so an hour and a half drive seemed like the way to go, but wow, it changes by the minute. And
I'd wait for an official pronouncement. That was the lawyer's opinion, and I'm sure it's an informed opinion, but the way things change, they may find they have to tinker with it. I'd wait for the official announcement. Who keeps you up to date? How do you find out what's going on with that? The airline?
Actually, just national news and also Customs and Border.
Okay, well, good luck. Good luck, and I'm sure it'll work out. Might be a little delayed or whatever, but it'll happen.
I also want to tell you that your show yesterday was outstanding. That was really well done to give a shout-out to all the local restaurants.
Yeah, we try and give them a little hand because this hit them obviously hard. And we'll do a similar show pretty soon. Thank you, Bob. Thank you very much. Yeah, I like doing that. You know, it's funny because if you own a restaurant or a pizzeria, your whole life is probably tied up in it, and all of a sudden, boom, half of it is taken away. And some restaurants, well, walk-in restaurants with tables and things, that you may not consider that they do take out, but they do. And so we wouldn't want to see them lose that business. And obviously, the ones that do take out all the time will still be doing it.
Yeah, you think about the servers who are going to miss out on their tips.
Yeah.
And it's not just the restaurants. There's plenty of small businesses like antique shops, little things like that. To many people, they think no big deal. But to these people, their life investment is in there.
Sure.
And their income.
And everything backs up. They don't buy the food they usually buy. So that backs up to the people that provide the food. So it's like a domino effect. Let's go to Carol. Carol from Tonawanda. You're on WBEN, Carol.
Well, hello, Mr. Off the Market.
That's me.
He is lucky, but so are you.
Well, thank you. I'm very fortunate, yes.
Well, anyway, I think President Trump will be reelected. He's managed so well so far.
I think so. You know, Schumer politicized it the first day, but that's Schumer. But he's put together a good team, and they're working diligently. And I think that with something of this magnitude, mm-hmm. it takes a while to get the supply, the chain of supply in line and to make the right decisions. But so far, so good.
Plus, I don't have any faith in Joe Biden. He seems a little too volatile.
Well, Biden seems like he should be sheltered in place or something. He does not sound like he's with it. I don't think that Bernie's going to be able to catch him.
No.
So, and they can't go. They can't run against the way he was running it before this. So we now they'll judge him for running this, and I think he's getting good grades. So I think he's going to be reelected too.
Ask some questions.
Sure.
I'm wondering how this pandemic is going to affect our crime rate and our pregnancy rate in the future.
Well, okay. The crime rate. Tony raised his hand.
They're already calling, you know, she mentioned the pregnant rate, pregnancy rate. The next generation will be called coronials.
Yeah, the well, they're home with nothing else to do.
But I'm thinking during a snowstorm, you're together and you can be.
That's right. Well, I think it will have an effect, certainly. It's not the first thing I think of when there's a snowstorm or a pandemic, but a lot of people maybe would.
This lasts a little longer than a snowstorm.
I think so. Yeah, you're sheltered in place. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Carol, and thanks for the good wishes. I appreciate it.
This is my new child, TP.
Yeah. Naming him after Charmin would be a good name. Charmin Caligiuri.
Don't squeeze the Charmin.
Let's see how it fits. Charmin Caligiuri, Charmin Beamer.
This is my other kid, Scott.
And Charmin Beach. I don't know. I don't think, yes. For those of you who have nothing to do, go bowling. If the bowling lanes
can't,
are open.
They're closed.
I don't know if they are. They almost force you to get romantic, don't they? There's really not a lot. Even though we have every electronic gizmo known to man, we can do everything with that one cell phone, let alone anything beyond that. We're still, oh, there's nothing to do. Oh, really?
Yeah, I can think of something.
Well,
guys are like, well.
Yeah. Now, see, if you sold certain items, this would be a time to advertise, don't you think?
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
I'm thinking. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
We are back with Beach & Company. Let's see, what do we have here? The question I have is the handling of the virus in the United States of America. Will this help the president's reelection? Will it hurt the president's reelection? Or is the jury still out? We're also interested in kids, bars and beaches, B&B. And they seem to say, well, what virus? We don't care. We're young. We're healthy. We're great. And so they flooded the beaches down in Lauderdale and flooded the bars after Sunday, including Sunday, which was normally the day the parade would be held. Also, the bridges to Canada are closed to Americans that are non-essential. Okay, if you're essential, which would be commerce or some other essential reason, that's fine. You go back and forth. But non-essential, just sightseeing and things like that, will not be there. And I was just thinking what a perfect team we have here to serve you today. We got me. I represent experience. I've been doing this a long time. We got Tony. Tony represents a man bringing up two young children and all the things that they go through on an everyday basis. And we got Joe Beamer. And Tony and I think he looks like he could still play. So we've got the perfect team here to take care of you. Let's go to Mary in Lancaster. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Mary.
Welcome back, Joe.
Yes, he's thanking you. Yeah.
Yes. I'm listening, and your question was about is this going to affect?
The presidential election. Will it help the president the way he's handling this? Will it hurt him, or is the jury still out?
Well, I don't think it's going to hurt him, but I think there's something that could help him. There were two people call them great president, Democrat presidents, and it was Roosevelt and Kennedy. And what did they do in dilemmas? Especially Roosevelt, he says, he gave advice to people, if you're at home. And Kennedy says, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. And listening to all these people and watching them, all these panels, they all stand there on the podium and tell people what they should be doing and what the government's doing for them. But my question is, people should start asking themselves, what the bleep are we doing in the meantime? People have to take... There was a guy on Tucker Carlson the other night, and he was from formerly with FEMA. And he said people have become so complacent, they are no longer self-reliant, and that's what the American people should be doing. Now, what happens if there's a flood? Are you going to go call the government? No, you have to help yourself. And he says people have to start... the government, if they want to do something, start educating people how to take care of themselves.
Well, yeah, and I think we've gotten a little soft. We're used to things working. We're used to things being there when we need them. We're not used to tightening our belts. It happens from time to time. And we're not used to being told what we can do, what we can't do, and the places that we would like to be are closed. We have to get through this and take it seriously enough. We've got to convince the young kids that this is a serious deal. And this is, for once, let's get past the fact that, all the young kids know exactly what's going on, because I don't think they do.
Just push a button. It's up to the parents and anybody else and educators. And what really struck me was yesterday, I still get the news and pull the news, and there are things in the paper that should wake people up. The first thing...
Like the cost of it.
Yes. When they announced the schools closing, and what is the first response they did? The lunch programs are going to be, we're not...
Well, that annoys me. You've got to feed children, obviously. That's beyond even question or discussion.
Right.
However, are you telling me that none of the parents of those kids feed them breakfast or lunch, that if the schools did not provide it even on a day when the schools are closed, that those kids would have no food? What happens to the social assistance that their parents probably get from the government?
Exactly. But also what annoyed the heck out of me was I'm reading Lancaster School District, and there was the superintendent says, The programs are going to go on. They're going to be making these things. And he says, and they're going to give them to students whether they qualify or not.
Yeah, I heard that.
Why don't they do it for seniors?
Well, that's a good point.
And people that are in need. Forget, if the parents are home, why the hell aren't they making lunches?
And if the parents are getting some assistance from the state or the federal government, why in the hell can't they feed their children? I'd like to know the answer to that. Nobody brings it up because it's sensitive and you get a little nervous talking about it. That's one of the responsibilities of having a child is being able to feed it.
That was the answer I got I said about this feeding these programs and stuff, and they said, the children still have to eat. Well, what about the parents? If the parents are home from work, why the hell aren't they making food for
them?
Well,
yeah, there's a lot of questions regarding that, but obviously you have to feed the children first, but that's still something that should be discussed in the future. Thank you, Mary. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930. We want to know, will the president's handling of the virus situation help his reelection, hurt his reelection, or is the jury still out? Also, what about the kids at the B&B, at the bar and the beach, not paying much attention to the warnings? And how do you feel about Canada, only essential traffic going back and forth? If it's commerce, it's in. If it's not commerce, it's probably not essential. We're back after this. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Let's go to Clay in St. Catharines. Clay, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, thank you for taking my call, sir. I have called the TV stations, radio stations, and newspapers up here Monday. Nobody called me back, so I'm reaching out to my friends in Buffalo.
Okay, what do you got for us today?
There's a school near Welland called the Robert Land Academy. It is open. They have international students, kids of ambassadors and politicians. They're from all over the world. Some are from China. One is from the Wuhan area. They're coming back to school next week. I want to know why they're open.
Well, that's a good question. I would suggest talking to them first. I'm not familiar with the school, being on this side of the bridge there. But good luck. I wish I could answer it for you, but I don't know. I assume that there are precautions taken. I don't know why one school would be going back before others, but
that would make you nervous.
Yeah, it would make me a little nervous, too. Let's go to who's next? Mike in Wheatfield. Mike, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello, Mike.
Yesterday's Buffalo News in Section C, the headlines are, local stores running low on ammunition.
I saw that, yeah.
Lawlessness fuel run on supplies. Apparently, two stores I won't name, they're sold out of 9mm bullets for handguns and shotgun shells. Now, and a quote from one of the persons that bought some of the ammunition, people are more scared of other people and how they are going to react, especially after the toilet paper thing. I mean, should we be concerned about this?
Well, I don't think anybody's going to pull a gun because you took the last roll of toilet paper. But I can say this. We're in uncharted territory. We've not been down this road before, and certainly not to this level. And we'll see. But what we do see is it's like, remember when they Black Friday used to mean something and they'd open the doors and people would trample each other to get $1.50 off of some item?
Well, that was like that this morning. I stood in line by one of the supermarkets.
Yeah.
There's 80 people in line. I won't say which one.
Wow.
And everyone took the cart and rushed towards the, it was like Black Friday.
Like Supermarket Sweep, that show that used to be on television.
In 15 minutes, all the paper products were gone.
See, that's a ridiculous position because there's no shortage of any products. But I'll tell you why I think it's happening. I think it's happening because people don't know how long they're going to be restricted. Right now, they're restricted. They can't go to the restaurant that they'd like to because they're all closed. And the longer they're restricted, the more they're going to have to live off of what's in their house. That's my thinking. So then you get you do get people that like we generally shop about once a week. All right, that's about it. But like in New York City, and certainly some people here shop every day for food. They on the way home they pick up what they're going to have for dinner, and so these people probably don't have much in their supply closet at home. And so they're going overboard. There's no need to do it. There's no reason to do it. And it's not rational.
Yeah, because you know, I'm not stacking up. Just get what.
No, you're fine. And don't worry about the guns. I don't think that's going to be a problem. Thank you. Yeah, the insinuation was if we ever get crazy, people have guns. Nobody's going to pull a gun on somebody because they took the toilet paper.
I'll tell you, I'm one of those people. You know, I pick up what I want for dinner that night, the supplies to make it.
Sure.
Over the weekend was probably only the second time we went out and got a week plus supply of food. It's just not normal.
And think of it, if the report that the mayor of New York City and the governor a meeting regarding a shelter in place, a lot of people that live in New York City shop every day,
yeah.
Okay? So if all of a sudden they say, tomorrow it's going to be shelter in place, you tell me what the reaction is going to be. Not good.
And you think of some people that have a studio apartment, they might not even have a full fridge.
That's true.
You know, just
that's
something
true
for today and tomorrow.
So to put, if this happens, and we're not saying it's going to happen, we don't really know what's going to happen. But if it happens, I don't want to be in New York City because it'll be a pretty cramped.
Joe and I were just talking about this. Can you imagine if all this started to take place just before Christmas with all the Christmas shopping and all that kind of stuff going on?
I know, especially with travel plans. That affects travel, buying, shipping, all kinds of things.
Here, I got you toilet paper for Christmas.
Thank you. Two-ply?
Two-ply.
Two-ply.
Nothing but the best.
You know, that single-ply doesn't cut it, yeah.
The president is speaking at 11:30, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I knew he was going to speak today.
Well, we'll cover that for sure. So, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Let's go to Anne Marie next in Williamsville. Anne Marie, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, everybody, and congratulations to you, Mr. Beach.
Well, thank you. You sound perky today. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple of things. You know, with the restaurants closing, you know, if anybody, you know, first of all, God bless pizzerias and these fast food places.
Absolutely.
You know, they'll keep people going for as long as they can. I went to one of our local grocers, and I was asking him, what do you think about this? You know, what's going to happen?
Sure.
And he was saying that your things that are on the shelves, that stuff is going to probably be allocated. Certain items will be available at certain times. I say put the farmers back to work. When I went to one of our stores, boy, there's fresh vegetables. You mean to tell me people can't make something anymore?
Well, of course they can. We've gotten a little easy on that. What's convenient is better than what takes more time.
And I think the governor should go back to using plastic bags again, because right now I'm washing my reusables.
Absolutely. And if you think about it, those cloth bags, I'm no epidemiologist, but those cloth bags would seem to be more problematic than the plastic ones.
Especially now.
Yeah.
Let's forego it and get the plastic back out so that, you know, our food can be safe, number one.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, that's a given. And I'm Italian, like Bellavia said on the radio the other day. You know, I've been in training. Cucinati's in the freezer.
Oh, now you're talking. Everybody will shelter in place near your freezer.
Off the air, I'll give you my address, but nobody else, you know.
You know, I was just thinking, you know, I think back, if this was when I was a kid with my grandmother and my aunts and everything, they'd have enough food for a year in their house. That wouldn't be a problem.
And as long as you have a vegetable, as long as you have a tomato, dear God, you're set.
You're right. Now, you're an ideal kind of person. I think you'll help rather than hinder. Does it amaze you how people get crazy when they go into a market and they just take much more than they need?
It does. I mean, napkins, for crying out loud. I've got cloth ones. We use them, we wash them.
Sure, you can use paper towels if you have to. Probably not when you have company, because they'll think, hey, we only got paper towels. But they're the same thing. They're just in a different form.
And don't tell me that these restaurants that are closing, what are these people going to do with this food?
That's a good question, because I don't know if they had much advance notice or not.
Well, not the food that they've stored, but their purveyors.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good question.
Grocers, help out your small grocers. Reach out to them.
Yep.
You have X, Y, and Z. Would you like it? Do you think your customers would buy it? Are you kidding me?
I felt badly because I drive by a couple of restaurants that I go to on a regular basis, and there were no cars there. The lights were off. This is not a good thing. Hey, Aunt Marie, thanks for perking up the show. We appreciate it.
Sandy, take care of yourself. You guys, stay well.
Thank you very much. Yep, Tony, she says, Bellavia said to her that being an Italian, you're in training. You are, always. You always have food. You can always whip up something if somebody drops in.
Yeah, we learned that from Mom.
My mother and father always had coffee, always had something to go with coffee. And if you go in the pantry, there were things to make. And we never ate out. I can tell you that right now.
No.
I didn't eat out until I was in radio school. All right? My mother made all the meals, and that was that. And there was always plenty in the house to serve. And they were always, my grandfather lived with us. there had to be the right number of yellow vegetables and green vegetables and 5 o'clock. That's it. I don't care about no stinking virus. My grandfather eats at 5 o'clock and has those things. Yes.
I will admit this, Sandy. I have disappointed my mother. She's looking down in heaven. I don't stock the house quite as well as she did.
Well, yeah, I think it's good to keep the basics so that when you go out and you got to go out in a hurry, you just need a few things. But as I said, lots of people shop every day. It's beyond my concept. I can't imagine that. When I was single, I shopped every 2 weeks. Okay, and now we shop about once a week. But there are people who shop every day. And if you shop every day and you're worried that tomorrow you won't be able to shop, you got to have food in the house. That is a real deal. All right, when we come back, what time is the president speaking today? 11:30,
I believe.
11:30? We will have the president on 11:30. Yes, Beamer.
11:30, and the governor also speaking around that time.
Oh, jeez. Okay, mano a mano. We'll be back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.